Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
And Davey Murray is locking it down on the Morning Rumble. In studios with me this morning, I have a couple guests with me. And we are going to be discussing crime. So, kindly introduce yourselves. Good morning to you and welcome to Freedom. I have with me Miss Nalini Dial, is it?
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Lanini. And who have you brought with you this morning?
This morning, I've brought our interim PRO of PACT of the group, Mr. Philip Matteson.
Mr. Philip Matteson, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You could just pull the mic a little closer to you so you're not... Right, can raise it a bit. The thing about it is, I mean, you've been a pharmacist for the last 39 years, a former business owner, leadership for the Coalition for Transformation. Interesting. Yeah. That one, you know, jumped out at my head this morning when I was taking a look at it. Head of the Animal Cruelty Investigation and Rescue Team. I didn't know we had that in Trinidad. Yes. But that's interesting. Also, a member of the committee that drafted the new animal welfare legislation. First female candidate for the leadership of the Congress of the People and head of the People Against Crime TNT, which is PACT, right?
Correct.
And the thing about it is, we're talking about solutions in crime. For a minute, I am very much upset and pissed of the crime situation, and not only for the lives of those that are in nefarious activities, but for the innocence, the innocent one that dies. And, what comes to mind recently is the murder in Arima. Two female died. One, a bystander. Second, now come out of the bathroom, going into her bedroom to change her clothing, in her house, in her home. She wasn't on the streets. She wasn't liming by a bar. Right. She was in her house. And died. Crime is affecting everyone. So this morning's topic, I think, is anybody's guess. Do we have solutions? What are your ideas coming out as the head of the People Against Crime?
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we have solutions that we will have to be implemented by government. And we, before we formed PACT, it was a group of political parties got together and we drafted a 12-point plan of crime-fighting measures that the government can immediately, some are short-term, mid-term, long-term, the government can implement, dealing more with issues like cargo scanning, CCTV cameras, roadblocks, things like dealing with corrupt police officers, things of that nature. But as you rightly said there, innocent people are being killed needlessly, and we are concerned about the crime on the ground. So that I am just in a store buying something and they come to rob and I get, you know, I get shot just like by that. The lady, as you said, was in her house. And this is the point we want to a lot of people will say, oh, it hasn't reached by me yet. But it can reach by you in your house. We would like to stress, crime is on your doorstep. As you come out your house, you could be a victim. You go in your house, home invasions, you can be a victim. So the people now, while we are waiting on the government to come up with their plans and they are, you know, discussing, having big symposium and all these things, the people have to work together and come up with their own solutions in their communities, what they can do meantime, because it is their lives that's at stake. And this is what PACT is about: engaging the victims of crime, the communities. We want to give them a medium where they can come, express themselves, give us solutions. We would have people who are experts in different fields can advise them, counsel them, and this kind of thing, whilst we are waiting on the government to do their job, which is their first priority, is to protect the citizens. Mm. That's their number one priority, right?
I remember recently Fitzgerald Hines said that, you know, that's not his responsibility, you know. He is to provide funding, and that's the police. He shifts the baton, he passes it on. So it left a big question mark in a lot of citizens' mind, mm-hmm. as to, I mean, for those of you that supported the PNM, is like, what is this, you know, as a Minister of National Security, even as the head of the Security Council, which we know is our PM, whoever that person may be, you know, we would look to these individuals mm-hmm. for a solution. Not the COP, which is the Commissioner of Police. We're exactly. looking at the Commissioner. We're watching you, the National Security Minister, you, the head of the Security Council. What initiatives and plans do you have afoot that you can now, because remember, the police officers are law enforcement officers. They are there to enforce the law. If we wake up tomorrow and say everybody could use the bus route, the police can't do nothing about that. So you can't look to the police to come up with strategies and initiatives. I mean, even if they do, it still has to be run by you.
That's right. They are there to enforce the laws. And if I may,
please,
in conjunction with what Nalini just said,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to look at crime fighting initiatives from two perspectives. The government, whoever that group of people might be,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
are there to do things on a macro level. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's one level. But the way that things have become, it demands of us that we approach this from a micro level. Mm-hmm. As citizens, we need to do certain things for ourselves. We're not talking about vigilante groups here.
Mm.
We're talking about being organized. We must be organized, and we have to be aware of our surroundings, and we have to be able to put things in place for ourselves.
All right. Let me ask you a question to both of you. What are these small parties that came together under this initiative? Who are the groups?
Right. So last year, on the eve of independence,
mm-hmm.
it was 60 years last year,
mm-hmm.
and I know a lot of the leaders of the small parties. I know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called a few of them and suggested to them, let us do something. Let us give our country a gift from us. And we came up with the idea that it could be a letter to the Minister of National Security, Fitzgerald Hines, to meet with him to discuss the crime situation and how we can help.
Okay, so that was last year. So who are the parties?
Last year, August.
Last year.
So that was the Trinidad Humanity Campaign, led mm-hmm. by Marcus Ramkisoon,
mm-hmm.
myself, National Coalition for Transformation, and the UP, Unrepresented People's Party, which is led by Kenneth Monroe Brown.
All right, so these are three parties that came together.
At that time.
At that time. And so more has joined this list.
Yes. So after those three wrote to the minister, he did actually, I must say, respond very quickly. In 2 weeks, we received a letter from him
mm-hmm.
by mail asking us to put a proposal together now for him
mm-hmm.
that he will look at. And we then at the same time, he also came up with some new crime fighting plans.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, let us give him some time to see how his plans will work. And, well, no change in the crime situation. So I personally, on social media, on behalf of National Coalition for Transformation, put up a call out to all political parties now to come together and let us collaborate and give this proposal to the minister. I must say that I'm sort of disappointed because we sent out this to about 16 other political parties, including the opposition, and only four other parties responded.
Did the opposition?
Not even a reply or anything to, you know, we personally invited via email.
Mm.
And so it was five now. So two others came on board. And these two are actually trainees who live abroad, but they have their parties registered here. And that would be the Your Party, Youth Organization Unification and Restoration Party,
mm-hmm.
and the OIC, which is the Organization of Independent Candidates. And we met, and the five of us, and also Trinidad and Tobago Democratic Front. This is led by Anthony Williams out of Point Fortin.
Mm-hmm.
We put all of our manifestos on crime fighting
together,
and we came up with about 12
strategic
plans, mid and long term, and we drafted this proposal and we delivered it at the crime symposium by hand. Yes, the first day of the symposium we personally handed it to the hands of the Minister of National Security and the Prime Minister too, and the Secretariat of the CARICOM.
I am very curious with that. Mm-hmm. I have other questions for you, but I'm curious about that part that you mentioned as a branch of question. What was the reception like? Was it even acknowledged? Did they even talk about it? Was it mentioned that all these political parties, these entities are coming together? Because, I mean,
Well, I am glad you see the importance of that, because normally parties come together at election time, like to form a coalition. We had the NAR.
I was coming to that question.
People's Partnership. We came together on a national issue.
That's right.
Crime. Mm. We were able to put aside our egos, differences, whatever dislikes we have amongst ourselves. This is something concerning us. And let us, you know, forget who knows more or whatever. And we have plans. We have our own party plans. Why not collaborate and give it to the government to use? We don't know if they will use it. We are hopeful. I'm still hoping Minister Hines will maybe send us a letter now or something.
Well, not to cut you. Yeah? So let's back it up a little bit at the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
You got there
right
with your team, and you all was able to get close to Fitzgerald Hines.
I handed him in his
hand.
Yes.
And you also was able to get close to the Prime Minister and also give him a copy as well.
His person took it.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
Right.
But during the symposium, no doubt they would have had an itinerary. They would have been going through different things. I don't think there was any part. I would imagine at some part in the symposium, a little winging will take place. A little snippet, because we're looking for solutions. So my question directly to you guys, when this was handed over, this symposium lasted, 2 days?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
Right. So they would have had an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person bring this from a boy. We on crime, you know, what these people saying here, boy? Oh my gosh, it's a 12-point plan. I wonder, did it get any sort of accreditation? Was it even mentioned at the symposium as far as you know?
Absolutely not.
And what are we doing, boy?
And not only that, we did hand it also to media that were there, and it wasn't even mentioned in any of the media houses that these parties came and handed this. We gave them it.
What are we doing as a country? Yeah. What are we doing? We like the crime situation. I had to ask you that, you know. I must applaud you guys for the tenacity you all took, the bravery to getting at the symposium one and
uninvited.
Girl, with the storm party in Trinidad. We good for that. We storm our fed, we look in. So getting into the symposium, you all storm for the right reason. This wasn't a fun thing, you know.
No.
This wasn't going to see my favorite soca artist perform. This is going, and I love the initiative you all took. It's not about party anymore.
Might I add?
Go ahead. Of course you may.
You see, crime is everybody's business.
It is.
Not only that, our security and safety is one of those enshrined rights in our Constitution.
Mm.
And we need to begin to look at this issue as super important. It is. Because it's a matter of life and death.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, it was touted at the symposium that this was an issue. It was a health...
Public health issue.
A public health
and
issue.
And some people probably didn't understand what it meant.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it is, because it's a matter of life and death.
It's a pandemic. An epidemic.
It is a pandemic. That's it the word
pandemic.
We use, yes.
It's a pandemic.
It's like the COVID.
It's a pandemic. Crime has arrested us all.
Right.
And in some instances,
I would like to think that there are a few people in this country who have been unaffected by crime. It's either you know someone, a friend, a relative, or a family member. We here
both of us have been victims of crime. I have personally been involved in 4 robberies, 2 at my business place, many years ago, in the 80s actually, so crime didn't start now.
Yesterday, right.
And 2 at other workplaces, I had gun put to my head.
Wow.
To my forehead, to my temple. Philip was robbed at gunpoint on his way out from his home. So we actually have experienced it. We know what people, how they feel, how traumatized. We know about it. So it's not something we are talking about, we don't know.
So this is experience. And I mean, I have never been, a gun has been placed at me already.
Oh.
But it wasn't a robbery situation. It wasn't an area that I was living in. It was more like a scare tactic to frighten me, you know. I don't know what reason, but it was more like that, to gain somebody else's respect. So it's like the person came around me like if I was an informer to the police, and then somebody come and rescue me kind of thing. So I go put trust in them and probably buy a drink for them, that kind of thing. It was planned, but it was still
scary
because
yes.
I did not know.
Of course.
And then I remember being robbed at the Ministry of Labor. Which is, I think it was out there by...
That's on Duke and...
Where Besson Street Police Station is now, I think that is it the Ministry of Labor building down there?
Yeah.
Right.
Now the cybercrime thing.
Right, yeah. But it was there at a point in time, mm-hmm. and some co-workers and colleagues of mine, because I worked at TSTT for many years, we went there to do some business and stuff, and I remember coming outside of the building, and I was standing outside, and a guy walked up to me and pushed me between 2 little houses right there. I talking about half past 10 in the morning, pushed me, and I was at knife point and robbed right there. Right there.
But that's still dangerous. They could kill you with a
knife.
That's
my point. You know?
Yeah.
I could have been stabbed. So, yeah. As you rightfully said, my home was broken into twice in the past. So, we are all victims of some form of crime.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a personal or we know someone that, you know...
And this is why we think it is necessary for communities to engage with us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if no crime ever touched you, to me, it is a matter of time.
Wow.
It is a matter of time.
It come in.
Right? And what we are attempting to do is to engage communities initially.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, I spoke about the micro level.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the things that we can do. Over the weekend, I read an article that was in your sister company, The Guardian,
mm-hmm.
about a community next door to Aranguez. And we know what recently happened in Aranguez. Mm-hmm. This is in the Mount Lambert community,
mm-hmm.
where they started initiatives to protect themselves. I applaud them for that. But we are of the view that on a community level, there's much that we can do. More than just community watch groups, but community involvement. Mm-hmm. And we are spearheading that initiative.
Congrats. My question to you is, I mean, in terms of getting the electorate on board, you know, to take... what you all are doing as a serious option, what groundwork have been done to the electorate at this time?
Well, first of all, the group is now totally non-political. So I want people to know that we are not on any political
thing. And this is PACT?
Thing. Yes, right. PACT is now citizens.
People against.
Concerns, people, victims of crime. And the group has grown. We have a lot of other people have come on in different fields, expertise in different fields. We have bankers, we have lawyers, we have a former PSA leader, we have a criminologist, Philip here, he's an editor, he's into journalism. So a varied background of people now coming on. We are now looking at having our very first, we want to call it a town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can confirm that it will be held in June. The date is tentatively the 21st of June at mm-hmm. the Arima Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a meeting yesterday with the mayor of Arima, His Worship.
Mm-hmm.
And he has agreed to be one of the guest speakers because he also is very concerned like all of us. And he wants to... give his input, what he has been doing in Arima
to try and make
over
Arima
the years,
safe.
Yeah, uh-huh. and his future plans.
Right.
And we also will be inviting victims of crimes to come, and you know, some people just want to have a voice. Mm-hmm. Let me stress here, a lot of people out there suffering with trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking as a pharmacist here now, mm-hmm. dealing with the public.
Mm-hmm.
Victims of crime, and not even only the victims, even their family sometimes suffer the effects of trauma because they are living in either in the home with you or so on. So there are people out there cannot continue to go to work. They are scared mm-hmm. of being out there. They suffer from insomnia, loss of appetite, anxiety. Many are living on medication. They are taking, you know, pills to sleep and all this kind of thing. So we need to also include these people in the discussion. Some of them will need counseling. Is the government supplying free counseling to victims of crime? I don't know if I heard anything coming out of the Ministry of Social Services to offer people counseling and all these kind of things. So mm-hmm. it's not only the part about, oh, you were beaten or shot or what. The mental part too, you need to deal with that too.
So here's my question to you. You said you have a 12-point plan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to that as quickly as possible mm-hmm. now, because somebody is now recommending, good morning, why don't the government call a limited state of emergency? 3 months to deal with the crime situation with all these murders. It is a national emergency, in my opinion. Now, the thing about it for me, I don't think that state of emergency is a quick fix or a long-term fix for any problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just harms our society. Also, it puts innocent people, you know, we also
inconvenienced and so on, right?
That's the whole yeah. thing. Mm-hmm. So tell me, let's start with your 12-point plan that was presented.
Yes.
You can summarize it for me and let me know okay. point one, two, as we go down, what you have, and we can probably explore a few of them.
Right. So we had, as I said, short term, mid term, and long term. And three of the short terms would have been to increase police presence. So one of the parties had recommended that at the, it was the, some big meeting we had here before in Woodbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, many, many years ago, where they had all these dignitaries were coming into the country, and there was like police at all the main.
Oh, you're talking about Shagam.
The summit.
Yes.
Some summit.
Summit
yes.
of the Americas.
Right. And there was a lot of police presence yes. on the road
yes.
and all of that. So, like, you would be able to stop the bandits in their vehicles. You know, stop them in their tracks,
so
yeah,
on.
That sort of thing. Although the public would complain about inconvenience again, but you know, sometimes we have to deal with these things to stop it. And then we had cargo scanning was mm. something that we need to immediately look at. Do we have the latest equipment? Do we have it properly monitored and maintained? Who are the people monitoring these cargo scanners and so on? And one of our main things we are looking at was mandatory polygraphing. Now, we know that there were some issues by police officers and so on about being polygraph tested.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they said it's not legal, it cannot be used in court. But if you do a test, and something suspicious comes up in that test, that officer can be closely monitored or they not be allowed to work on their own. In other words, you would put them to work with somebody who's above suspicion to sort of keep an eye on them. It is sad that we have to do these things, but, you know, that is the reality. Some midterm things would have been doing a public census, like what the government now and then with the Central Statistical Office going mm-hmm. to homes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You would be able to get an idea of which homes are underprivileged. That is a problem to lead into the youths in crime and so on. You know, they don't have work, they don't have the mentorship, the guidance, all these things.
And to double up on what Nalini is saying there, is that if you can nip it in the bud,
mm-hmm.
so by doing a census to identify perhaps what we like to call at-risk situations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Then CCTV cameras implementation. We keep hearing this coming up all the time about CCTVs, upgraded. Is there central base monitoring? Yesterday, in talking to the mayor of Arima, he is also implementing a CCTV camera system, but he added that there's one that you can actually track the car, the route that the vehicle will be taking after they do their stuff. So this camera will be tracking. So you, yes, he did. I was impressed about that. We have fixing the judiciary. We have serious problems in the judiciary.
Well, don't get me started then, Miguel. Listen, I mean, I am holding the morning rumble, but I normally do the afternoon radio from 3 to 6. Yeah. And I am telling you, I go to tongue on the judiciary because I think it is utter time. It's nonsense.
It's nonsense.
It's totally, totally erroneous. It is archaic, dinosauric, you name it. It needs a revamp. Somebody told me that the Prime Minister,
seriously.
Now the Prime Minister has no intervention in terms of selecting more judges. It comes from the Chief Justice and all of these things. But hey, even if you are not, because it's an independent body, the judiciary, even
correct.
If you do not interfere, show some concern as to what's happening. We have a person sitting down in the remand section of the prison for the last 17 years
yeah.
and can't get a trial started. We have the family of Dana Sitahal calling 9 years later. What's happening? Are we going to go to trial? What are we doing as a society?
As you mentioned, Dina Sitahal, a relative of hers, is in PACT. She's also a member of PACT.
And I can understand why. Guys, we're coming down to time, eh? But I must ask you this. Pardon me for intruding on you continuing with the initiatives. Have you all thought about another coalition party that you all can present yourselves for the next general election?
Okay, so as I said, we started off with parties, but we are not going to involve
politics
in this initiative at all, because it can deter some people from joining. You know what I mean? There was this march recently.
Yes.
I took part, I went. I'm not a UNC member. But it was a march against the crime and situation. And it
country
was
first, right?
It was poorly
should
attended.
Should be country first.
But it was poorly attended because a lot of people saw it as UNC. That's how they look at it. They're not looking at it as something that can land in their backyard and they should be concerned. So we are going to be leaving the politics out of PACT.
All right.
For now.
I love what you all are doing, and you all have gotten my attention with the fact that you all have seen country first, Mr. Phillip. You all have seen country first, all right? You all stormed the people in them good hired meeting because you need to get this message out.
Right.
And the people, now, here's my thing. I understand that PACT is not a political party.
No,
I get that.
At all.
But here's what I'm asking you one last time. Outside of PACT, because if you all have such passion for this area of things, in terms of crime, I think the next biggest thing that's affecting our country right now is education.
Mm-hmm.
What will you all do if you all get into that sphere of things? So I'm asking Mr. Phillip, is there any consideration outside of PACT and the crime solutions you all have come up, I mean, brilliant minds came together. I consider you all to be political luminaries as well.
Thank you.
I do. Do you all, is there thoughts afoot to form another coalition party that you all can take and rescue Trinidad from the two existing entities that seems to be dominant on the political landscape?
Let me answer that this way. I do believe that our impact coming out of what we are doing now, and I'm very happy that you mentioned the education system. Education is a critical part of this. Public education, one.
There you go.
As well as the education system itself. We believe that needs a lot of work. I just wish to raise one little statistic. Over the two and a half years of the pandemic, some say three, there was a disclosure recently that close to 3,000 students, as a result of what happened under the pandemic, were no longer in the school system.
Mm.
We currently have gang members wreaking havoc. Could you imagine what is likely to happen to those almost 3,000 students who are no longer part of the education system? They are likely to become involved in gangs and that kind of activity as well.
Yes.
So the education system is something that needs fixing. But let me answer your question directly. I believe that we should focus more on fixing things. You know, we are non-political for a reason. We need people to be part of this.
Yes, come on board, yeah.
And to put aside their politics. Let's deal with this. Perhaps into the future.
Once this is successful, perhaps you all can look at it. Let me ask you a final question here as you wrap, because we have the news coming up. And I am telling you guys, I would love a follow-up. Even if it's not, if I'm not here sitting, I would hope that you all would engage with our producers and give a follow-up.
Yes.
As to, you know, what's happening, you know, outside
of
this.
The upcoming...
That's right.
Community center meeting. We will like, yes.
Right, so you all can come back.
If we could have coverage, Eva.
Well, like I said, you all can put that. They're listening.
Okay.
They are listening. So, I mean, you can put that to them. My final thought to you guys is, you know, when it comes to this crime situation, are we hopeless or are we hopeful? Genuine. We are.
Hopeful.
Well, that's
hopeful.
Why we are doing this. We are hopeful that with what we are doing, and if we can unite the people in this crime fighting initiative,
that would be good.
We will get solutions whilst we're waiting on the government, because I don't know how long they are going to take.
Were you ever able to get a meeting at all with the minister?
No.
Wow.
Not yet.
So let us.
But I am hopeful about that. Right. I do hope he does engage us. Really.
Because I'm thinking he would have acknowledged, or whomever.
He did acknowledge the first
and
letter.
And he asked you to send.
Send the proposal.
So,
we have given you the proposal.
And nothing since. No meetings. Not even a Zoom.
He's very busy, you know.
Okay.
He's very busy.
You know,
he maybe is implementing our.
Your
plans,
stuff.
Yeah.
But how could I implement this without even speaking to the persons that presented it in the first place? It's like trying to build a house. The architects and the drawings. It's very complicated. I mean, I watch the drawings. I would like to engage
with
the architect.
You know what? I think it's better for us to give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
Well, I like it. You all are hopeful. You all are hopeful, oh, even yeah. On the front that the political leaders of the D would at least engage. I'm very disappointed to know that you all went to the symposium and they didn't even take a minute to say, you know what, here is a, because they're looking for solutions. That's what the symposium was about.
Yeah.
There was a meeting held with the commissioners of police from various CARICOM nations recently, I think with Fitzgerald Hines, who said to the commissioners that crime is impacting everyone. So solutions is...
And we did deliver the same package to the secretariat, you know, and she didn't even mention it or anything, you know, that these people have come together to offer their suggestions.
Guys,
and so on.
You want to share
thank you.
Contacts?
Oh, quickly, give me those contacts.
Okay, so if people want to call, WhatsApp 678-9477.
And the email
is communications@pact.net.
All right, guys.
And we really welcome people, not only victims of crime, any concerned citizen to join our group.
And that is something I think, I mean, that even we here at Guardian Media, our powers that be, I would really hope that they do a follow-up with you guys. Thank you so much for being
Thank
a part of the...
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Stick around, guys.
And keep safe.
I will do my best.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.